It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, our next guest is Mr. C.J. Vespucci. Now, C.J. manages a social media group called The Lodge. There's a lot of subgroups, all kind of topics. But C.J. is up in upstate New York. He's been deer hunting. He's back in his truck warming up right now. We're going to talk about deer hunting in New York, which... folks, we're not talking about New York City. If you've ever been to upstate New York, you know how beautiful and rural it is up there. CJ, are you standing by in your truck getting warm, buddy?
I am, Luke. I am. Thank you for having me this evening.
You bet. What was the temperature when you hunted this morning, you know?
Well, this morning it was probably in the mid-40s. By the time I left, didn't get much more above that. So, for New York standards, we had a warm day today.
Awesome. Well, CJ, we are going to talk about social media and the outdoorsman, outdoors lady, here in just a bit. But I thought it would be really interesting to compare hunting up where you're at, which you're at, I guess you can see the foothills of the Catskill Mountains up there, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm blessed. Every morning I can walk out of my door and see those beautiful purple Catskill Mountains.
Yes. I made one trip, and I for an old Texan, I learned New York is not what I thought it was. It was New York City is one thing, and that's so many people down this way. They think of New York as being New York City only, but beautiful farmland, good hunting. Now, hunting deer, I've never hunted in New York State, CJ, for deer. But I know a little bit about it. It's way, way different than hunting here in Texas. You can kind of describe, well, I think you said you saw some deer earlier this morning, but there's a three-point restriction, I believe, in New York State.
In certain parts of New York State, we do have a three-point restriction. There needs to be 3 points on one antler in order to take the deer legally. The nice thing about New York, we have a wide variety of deer sizes. We are incredibly blessed in that area.
Yes. Well, that's a different regulation. And hunting deer here in Texas is way different. A lot of us, not that everybody always hunts over a corn feeder. You read that a lot. But by and large, that is the way down in the brush country and much of the forested country, East Texas, you know, where I hunt a lot, we do hunt over feeders, but it's really not a bad thing. You can selectively harvest the deer like that. It gets the bucks and the does out, but during the rut, CJ, it is rare to have a big buck come in and to a feeder. He usually, what I've noticed through the many years of hunting over around corn feeders, what we're talking about, a lot of times that old buck will come around like a singles bar for deer, if you will. He'll come around during the rut checking to see which does are feeding, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but up there, I don't know. Can you hunt over bait? I'm not sure.
Well, in New York, no. We are not allowed to bait deer. We are open to use various types of buck attractants. I personally choose to use a synthetic attractant, but no, we are not allowed to bait deer. But on a happy note, most of upstate New York is rural, as you just said, so we have plenty of cornfields and plenty of apple trees to hunt under. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, since you've been deer hunting all day, I know a lot of us down here in Texas probably just got out of a deer stand this morning. Let's shift gears a little bit. Social media, Facebook for one. So there are so many groups. You could have a group on hunting wild boar with a spear, there probably are groups, but it can be a two-edged sword, if you will. It, you know, it can be a very good tool. Groups like the Lodge, and we're going to talk about the Lodge that you are the founder of, CJ. It's a polite group is the best way I know how to describe it. There's nothing negative I've ever seen on any of those groups, the Lodge, any of them that's under that umbrella. There's not a lot of bickering or cutting down other people. Right. There can be a lot learned on social media, you know, and the Lodge does a good job. Tell us about the Lodge, if you will. A lot of people are thinking, what's old Luke talking about the Lodge? it's a Facebook group, right?
Right. For those who didn't hear the first interview I've done with you, the Lodge is an all-encompassing outdoor group. We cover everything from A to Z, which involves wilderness outdoors. The Lodge was created back in May of this year, and since then, the Lodge has grown into what we call the Lodge Group Network. We now have 10 groups in our network. As I said, the Lodge covers everything A through Z. The other groups are more specific, more subject specific. You did say that the Lodge tends to be one of your cleaner groups as far as language and content. We've worked very hard for that. I found that most of your family-friendly groups that keep it G, they tend to have more sustainability. They're around longer, and the overall feedback is so much better when you keep it like that.
For sure, yeah. And also, I've noticed that there is a lot of information shared on these groups. Kind of run down some of this. I call them subgroups, but right. Groups that are under the Lodge, some of the topics that are covered, you know?
Oh, sure. Well, we have, besides the Lodge, we have 9 other groups. We have a hiking, camping, and foraging group we call Trails Ahead. We have a fishing group that covers all modes of fishing and boating. We call the Fishing Hole. We have a hunting and trapping specific group that's called the Hunter's Retreat. We even have a group for our young folks, the Young Perspective on Hunting. We call that Pathfinders. We think very highly of our young people. They're not only the next generation, they're today. So we value them highly. And we have Pathfinders. We have a group dedicated to everything of yesteryear, vintage hunting, vintage fishing. That's Granddad's Cabin. We just started a new group on all modes of outdoor and game cooking called the Chuck Wagon. And we even have a group for those who wish to advertise, which is the Lodge General Store and Trading Post group. And recently, we've adopted 2 other groups we didn't start. We did adopt them into the fold, and that would be Camouflage Warriors and Woods Outdoors. They were already established groups. We really admired what they were doing. We got together, things clicked, and now they're part of the network.
That's absolutely awesome. Well, how do folks find the Lodge? Just search it on Facebook, I would assume, you know?
Oh, yes, definitely. Just look up the Lodge on Facebook. You'll see us. All of our groups have one thing in common. We all have the Lodge Group Network logo as well as an individual profile pic. It's pretty easy to find us. We're one of the bigger groups out there. We are one of the most quickly, rising groups. We've expanded quite fast. We have over 6,000 members in the Lodge and over 15,000 total in the network.
That is quite awesome, and my hat is off to you. Folks, CJ was a guest a month or two back. Oh, it's been probably 6 weeks ago, and I actually contacted Mr. Vespucci here myself. I don't spend a lot of time online, but I have had some negative, some groups that I thought on Facebook that I just didn't like what was going on. One, I remember a youngster had shot his first deer, you know, and it was not a trophy, but my first deer was definitely not a trophy either. But some people were on this particular site, you know, negative content, comments, should have given him another 5 years, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I started watching viewing the Lodge, and I noticed that didn't happen, CJ, so hats off to you on that, buddy. You guys are doing a good job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We certainly appreciate it. We love all the work that you and Jeff Rice are doing. We follow your programs religiously. One of the things that we've done in the Lodge is we believe in equality. The motivation for starting the Lodge was really what you just talked about. There's a lot of bashing on Facebook. There's a lot of arguing. I guess generally a lot of negativity, if you will. So we started the Lodge as something a little bit different, kind of an oasis for the everyday sportsman. And since then, we've had great success. We feel adamantly against bashing. And the nice thing about the network is we have everyone from your pro staff, your professional hunter or fisherman, your TV star, right down to John Q. Public.
You do. Yep. Well, CJ, we are being told we're getting pretty tight on time, but I really do appreciate you being with us. And from time to time, we'll get back and let you enlighten the folks on social media. It's even for us old schoolers like myself, I've got on board. I've learned some things visiting and sharing some things on these groups. So thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, folks, I have been a busy camper getting ready for this outdoor event next weekend in Greenville, the winter rendezvous there. And I want to invite all of you to come out there and visit with me. It's going to be a lot of outfitters, guides. You know, it's about the outdoors, but there's folks there with booths that are, you know, with all kind of different booths and showing their wares there, if you will. But it's going to be on 4 wooded acres of just a few blocks north of downtown Greenville on Stonewall Street. If those of you that are familiar with Greenville, there's a CarQuest there, Henley Auto Supply. Well, Randy Kuhn, that's Randy Kuhn's place, and there's 4 acres with oak trees on it. We're going to have campfires. There'll be booths there, outdoor folks. A lot of my friends will be there. I'm going to be cooking some pulled pork barbecue for my friends there that want to come by and have a barbecue sandwich. There'll be booths, outdoor goods. It's just going to be a winter rendezvous, just a get-together of outdoor folks and people that, you know, that's read my outdoor column for years. It's just a chance to come by and say hello. And remember, though, there will be booths there and goods for sale and fishing and hunting trips and outfitters and guides. Be a good time just to connect with other outdoorsmen. Folks, thank you for tuning in to today's show. And make sure next week tune in. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke in Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas Raised Hunting Products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, the Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.